Welcome to the Graston Technique Forum, a monthly podcast on instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. Today's discussion is moderated by Todd Luger, Graston Technique President and CEO.
I appreciate the introduction, and as mentioned, my name is Todd Luger, and I'm currently the President and CEO of Graston Technique, LLC. And our company will be celebrating 20 years in business this year. Therefore, it may seem a little bit strange to be introducing our company at this stage, but more accurately, we're reintroducing our company. And we're very, very excited about its new vision and how we hope to interact with professional clinicians, the organizations that they're a part of, and ultimately the patients whose care has been entrusted to them. We're reintroducing our company because it's a different company. We're under new ownership, new management, and more importantly, a renewed enthusiasm and mindset. And I'm very happy to have the opportunity today to speak about that with some of our colleagues within the company, and hopefully we can help clarify and generate a little bit more of the enthusiasm that we're experiencing in the marketplace. As far as the company goes, I mentioned that I'm the new president and CEO. I assumed that role within this past year. A few partners and I acquired the business, a very successful business under the operation of my predecessor, and we're very honored and enthused to continue that proud tradition and brand within the marketplace. My background is primarily in manufacturing and distribution leadership. I do not have a clinical background. I must rely on the expertise of others, but I'm very, very excited that we have a talented team around me. So we come in with open eyes and renewed enthusiasm, and I think that we found a lot of consensus to attack a few things that we like to identify as our new vision. And those would include a renewed focus on our educational element. It would include a mantra to be consistent and fair with those we deal, and to establish relationships that are long-term, mutually beneficial, and really create a value-added partnership. And then finally, what I've been trying to communicate to all of our team here is to feed the enthusiasm. The brand Graston Technique has been developed over time, and rightfully so, is a respected leadership position within the industry. We're going to continue to do that and build upon it by really feeding the enthusiasm that we're finding in the marketplace. Since the beginning, the Graston Technique has been the combination of first-class training or education and specially designed instruments to go hand-in-hand with our training. Technically, neither one of them has value without the other. But so many in the industry see us only as the instruments. But we feel the most important element is the education side. And it's because of this kind of renewed focus on the education that we've taken a number of steps to make sure that we have a first-class experience and utilizing the most current research and technique in the marketplace. And I think this is important for our clinicians, but it's critical for their patients. And with that, I'd like to introduce Jackie Shaker, who is the company's clinical advisor. And she serves not only as the overall clinical advisor for the company, but she also serves as the development director for our instructors. She's a practicing clinician, a university professor, and a veteran of the physical therapy industry. Jackie, welcome.
Thanks, Todd, and I too welcome this opportunity to reintroduce our company and the Graston Technique to not only our community of clinicians, but those individuals that are contemplating joining our GT community. And I just wanted to reinforce a couple of concepts that you talked about in your introduction, that being the company is 100% committed not only to the Graston Technique instruments themselves, but more importantly to the educational process, the training that we provide our clinicians, which, as you indicated, will translate into much more improved, state-of-the-art, and innovative patient outcomes. So thank you again for the introduction, and turn it back over to you.
Well, Jackie, let me ask you this. I know even in the short few months that we've been in charge here, we've done a few things, not only in terms of improving our current training class and materials, but also seeking out additional platforms for education. Can you briefly talk about the two elements that we've
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so traditionally, the Graston technique has required mandatory education. In other words, a clinician cannot purchase our instruments without minimally participating in our Module 1 or basic Graston technique training. It's a 12-hour, primarily 11 hours of clinical practice. And then once the clinician has completed the course and started to use the technique in their clinical practice, we encourage them to come back for our advanced clinical training, and that would be our Module 2 training, which is a 14-hour heavy emphasis on clinical decision-making, incorporation of 3D movement, load, weight-bearing provocation during the application of the Graston technique instruments. And for the past years, that essentially has been our educational process. We have the M1 12 hours, the M2 14 hours, and I'm happy to say that my dream when I came on as clinical advisor 3 years ago was to continue the education process. In other words, develop education beyond our M2 training. And so the vision is starting to come into reality, and we are now offering our additional continuing education course through the MedBridge educational platform. So it is a case-based 5-hour online educational course that covers aspects of the Graston technique as well as evaluation and then corrective exercise treatment, the hope being showing the clinician how the Graston technique is integrated into clinical practice. We have goals to expand our educational offerings beyond that one single course, in that we're hoping at some point in the very near future to offer shorter online educational topics, for instance, integrating kinesiology taping with the Graston technique, integrating the Graston technique with other manual therapeutic and corrective exercise strategies. So again, we are committed to the clinician that participates in our training, uses the Graston technique in their clinical practice. We are committed to their ongoing development and clinical skills.
And I know a part of that commitment to the clinician has been to listen to them and to receive the feedback from our trainings, the people that go through our trainings. And through that feedback, we have actually revamped our presentation in the M1 class. Mm-hmm. We've added illustrative photographs that weren't previously there. And we've tried to increase the overall value of the experience in some very practical ways. But part of that listening to feedback is really representative of a collaborative approach. Now, Jackie, I know you haven't developed these educational products on your own. Can you kind of talk about the collaborative approach to how we approach that?
Sure. Well, we have prided ourselves from the very beginning that the Graston technique is interdisciplinary. So, in other words, when a clinician participates in one of our established courses, your lead and assistant instructors, we try to put an interdisciplinary instructor team on the podium. Lead instructor might be a doctor of chiropractic, it could be a board certified athletic trainer, it could be a physical therapist, an occupational therapist. So we have long recognized the importance of interdisciplinary treatment of patients. And so, you know, we've taken that philosophy in the planning of future continuing education courses. So in other words, you know, the patient in front of you could benefit from input that's provided by a chiropractor, an athletic trainer, a physical therapist. All of us have the ability to treat the patient, but just think about how much greater that treatment could be when you're getting collective clinical practices from these different disciplines. And so, yes, you do see an interdisciplinary team approach to any of the educational coursework that we currently offer and those that we have planned for the immediate future.
Thank you, Jackie, and thank you for the appropriate segue. I know it's important for our clinicians to understand and for our team internally to understand that we do operate in multiple markets or industries. Historically, we've been very, very active in the physical therapy, occupational therapy, athletic training, and the chiropractic industries. And then also in Canada, we serve qualified massage therapists. I would add that further, we're exploring several other industries that we would believe would benefit by incorporating the Grafton technique. But for the past, 10 to 15 years, our company has been extremely active within the chiropractic field specifically. And it was within this industry that gave us our start of partnering with higher education and offering our training within the curriculum of selected universities and colleges. And one of the pioneers of this effort was Richard Vincent, who is a, and I won't give away age, but probably 40-year-plus veteran of this chiropractic industry, very highly regarded as an undisputed expert within the chiropractic field, has served in leadership positions throughout the industry for many, many years, and is an active Grafton Technique clinician. So I'm very, very happy that Dick Vincent is back on board with this company and is serving as a strategic advisor to me and to the rest of our team, specifically for the chiropractic industry. And Dick joins us today. Dick, can you comment a little bit in terms of the history within the chiropractic market and how you feel there's still room to grow?
Well, thank you for the introduction. I would have to first say that my awareness of Grafton Technique took place around the year of 2001. And at that time, I was aware that this new thing called instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization could be something that could be added to the armamentarium of what chiropractors did in their management of musculoskeletal complaints. The more that I learned about Grafton Technique, the more I learned about its grounding, the more I learned about its involvement at Indiana University, convinced me that it was something that I needed to look into more deeply. And I'm convinced as a longtime clinician that the musculoskeletal conditions that are often seen by chiropractors, not just spinal in nature, but extremities as well, invariably all have a myofascial component that operates in a dysfunctional state, and the only way that it can be successfully treated is by either a manual approach to soft tissue treatment, or, as in the instance of GT, Grafton Technique, you can use a set of instruments applied properly to body tissues and achieve some tremendous clinical outcomes. I would piggyback on that in saying that I believe the Grafton Technique, through its education and through its training, has developed a gold standard in the management of soft tissue dysfunction with the use of an instrument application. And really, the GT instruments really become an instrument. They really become an instrument once the clinician has been trained, has been educated and trained in the technique. So this was a natural application for a chiropractic profession, and because of academic relationships, I was able to introduce the technique to the various schools who adopted Grafton technique as part of the curriculum. And so I'm really excited about the even greater potential that exists with Grafton technique today more than ever before.
Dick, in the chiropractic world, do you see an increase in terms of, and I know that, these are different markets that we serve. We mentioned PT and OT and athletic training.
Right.
But I'm constantly becoming aware that there are many chiropractors that kind of cross over. You're seeing sports chiropractors. And I think that expansion of the mindset can only be beneficial to GT.
Oh, absolutely. So, in fact, not more than an hour ago, I was looking at a interview of a chiropractor for the Seattle football team, and who is going to be a full participant on the field come Sunday, probably a full participant from now through Sunday, in treating patients, treating athletes. So there is a very wide spectrum of chiropractors, PTs, ATCs, involved in the athletic community. And I'm sure that there will be a strong presence of folks at the upcoming Olympics in Russia.
Well, I would hope so, and obviously we're excited about the gold standard, which you spoke of, and we're very excited about increasing that awareness as we go forward within the athletic field.
And if I may, I'd just like to go back to where we're talking about the educational component of Grafton technique. I look at our education as much a product as the instruments are, and that it's through the education and through the training that we can develop accomplished clinicians who can go into care management of patients with full confidence of knowing the application of the technique, its indications, its contraindications, and all that goes with that. So that the training, in my opinion, is equally important, if not more important, than the actual instruments themselves.
Well, I would agree with you, and I think that what you're referring to is really our the ultimate goal for all of us is improved patient outcomes. We want to make sure that people regain range of motion, that patients get back on the field faster. And so to that extent, the more we can arm our clinicians with the proper education, the better.
And it's all about the patient. It's all about the patient and the outcomes that we can achieve with them. By doing so, Grafton technique will stake a claim in the management of it's an endemic disease. Myofascial dysfunction is endemic. It's throughout the world.
Yep. I agree, and Dick, I'm glad you're back on board, glad you're excited about it, and you join us that are excited here at the headquartered company.
Well,
you
thank
mentioned
you.
That, you know, about making sure that we're caring for and treating and teaching properly our clinicians. And it reminds me of the fact that we do have an army of very talented instructors across the United States and the world, really. 50-plus top clinicians who are at the top of their game and have been for many, many years. We're very fortunate to be joined today by one of those instructors, Mike Pulaski, who also works here at the company part-time, but 3 days a week is actively seeing patients. He's an active clinician. He's one of our top instructors that we send out to various locations around the country conducting our trainings. Mike has had a background in the sports world, having worked within the PGA environment, and treats a number of patients within his physical therapy practice. Mike, welcome to the podcast, and I'd like to just kind of start out by having you, explain a little bit about your semi-undefined role as an advisor, strategic advisor within the PT world, and also touch upon our outreach to the universities within the athletic training and PT environments.
Well, thanks, Todd. You know, as you mentioned, I've been involved with this company for quite a while, first as a provider and then as an instructor and now as a formal employee of the company. But I was first introduced to the technique way back in 1995 by Dave Graston himself and started working for him in 1996. And it has just been amazing to have a front row seat at watching both this company as well as just the whole idea and realm of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization grow over that time. So I'm really excited to be a part of this company, and in my role, it's part of my responsibility to help in the development of Graston technique, primarily in the physical therapy as well as the athletic training markets. I serve as a clinical resource to our staff here at the office, which they've never had before. But more importantly, I'm now working with our faculty instructors, primarily in the physical therapy and athletic training programs, along with Jackie Shaker, our clinical advisor. I'm very proud of that relationship, and we are now in the curriculum of 34 athletic training programs and about a dozen physical therapy programs. And with that relationship, I'm very proud of the education that we provide to the students, you know, something that they may not just get in their curriculum, in their standard curriculum alone. So we're bringing some extra value to their education. And then that's going to allow them to treat their patients and athletes much more effectively. And not only that, once they leave those programs, I'm very proud of the fact that those students are much more employable once they can put that on their resume that they are trained in Graston technique and the concepts of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. They're much more marketable once they leave their program and get out into the field. And then in addition, I will be helping to represent this company at conferences and exhibits.
What, as you talk about your involvement with faculty, it brings up the concept that, again, as I mentioned at the top of this call, this company is 20 years old. You learned the technique almost that long ago. Many clinicians we have in the marketplace were trained, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15 years ago. Talk about the responsibility that we have as a company to make sure that those clinicians who we touched long ago remain up to date and up to speed with the proper technique and education because, you know, quite frankly, the technique has evolved over time.
Absolutely. You know, I first learned the technique from David Graston, who had no medical training whatsoever. He was a tool and die maker who manufactured these, I'll call them tools at the time. They really weren't instruments until we added that educational component. So, you know, I learned how to use these tools in a very rudimentary fashion, and then along with our other staff, we experimented with these instruments and finally developed specific techniques for treating specific injuries. And in about 1998, we started training other clinicians, and this is really when all the excitement started snowballing. We would go out and train qualified clinicians in how to use these instruments, and they would show us what they were doing in their practice before using an instrument. And as Dr. Vincent so eloquently put, you know, once he started bringing the chiropractors into this industry, I think that's when things really took off. And chiropractors were showing us physical therapists what they were doing with their hands and then with these instruments. And it's like you show somebody something you're doing, they share it with what they're doing, and again, it's just snowballed. So the way I approach an injury with the instrument today is so much different than what I was doing maybe 15 years ago. And as we go out into the community and teach these courses, I continue to learn from my students. Again, students will show me what they've been doing in the past, our participants in the trainings, and we'll take that experience and integrate it into our program. And as you said, we're continuing to revamp these classes. Module 1 was completely revamped with a new PowerPoint presentation this past year. Module 2 was completely revamped about 15 months ago. And even now we're currently updating our PowerPoint presentation. So we continue to grow. We continue to integrate new research into our program. And again, the program is so much more different today than what it was maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
And as you briefly mentioned there, the research is a prime factor in terms of adding to the full amount of feedback that we're getting that allows us to revamp the technique. And I know that we're one of the only companies out there that has a considerable amount of research done on the technique, and all that can be found on our website. And we'll continue to support that effort. And with that, let me thank our good friends here for participating in this podcast. We would like to continue to use this forum to communicate and to explain this company going forward. I know our next podcast will feature a case study about a marathon runner, which is more in the athletic world. But for now, I'd like to thank my good friends, Jackie, Dick, and Mike, for participating. And more importantly, I want to thank them for their professional contributions to this company. The best thing that I can do is surround myself with very smart people, and I think we've done that. We'll continue to do that, and I look forward to their continued participation going forward. So with that, we will see you next month.
Thank you for joining the Graston Technique Forum. Our next podcast will feature a Graston Technique case study about a marathon runner.